business. Our first item of other business is Waters Run subdivision 2005-60, amended condition of approval. What happened?
Don't laugh too hard, Mr. Ross, because
it was about me. Sorry, sir.
Mr. Ross, I think they're trying to say that whatever it was, you resemble that remark.
I'm thinking. Yeah.
As Mr. Schrader nods his approval on the way out. All right, Waters Run, amended condition of approval.
Janelle, can you read them? I just realized I don't have my other business memo.
Hold on.
This is a request to amend the condition of approval for Waters Run 2005-60, condition P, in the conditions of approval. It stated the community may be served by a crab fishing pier if permitted by the appropriate regulatory agency to be located on the east side of Old Mill Bridge Road. There shall be no individual, co-shared, or community piers, boat ramps, or docking facilities of either temporary or permitted nature on the community boundary that is west of Old Mill Bridge Road. The Waters Run HOA submitted a letter in support of the proposed crab fishing pier and requested to add a 12-boat slip as part of the amenity pending approval by DENREC. Preliminary approval was granted by Planning Commission on October 17, 2007, and final approval was granted on March 22, 2012. The amenity is a portion of the 27.34-acre parcel located off Old Mill Road, Route 381, and is zoned AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 20, and staff is awaiting the permit approval from DENREC.
And just to follow up on that, I've had some conversations with Mr. Lene, who's here, and if I screw up this explanation, let me know, but they're kind of in a chicken and egg thing with DENREC. They need to get the site plan and everything approved so they can get their DENREC permit, and just it's one of those things which comes first, so that's why it's that amendment.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the amendment of the condition of approval for Waters Run 2005-60 to include a dock as an amenity.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the amended condition of approval for Waters Run subdivision 2005-60. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is Waters Run subdivision 2005-60 revised preliminary amenity site plan.
So this is a revised preliminary site plan for Waters Run 2005-60 to construct a crabbing fishing pier with 12 boat slips and the site improvements on a portion of 27.34-acre parcel of land located off Old Mill Road, Road 381. Preliminary approval was granted by Planning and Zoning Commission on October 17, 2007 and included the crab fishing pier. Final subdivision approval was granted March 22, 2012. The site plan is for the amenities, is in compliance with the zoning code for approval. The Waters Run HOA submitted a letter in support of the crab fishing pier and the 12 boat slips. And again, it's pending approval by DENREC. The property is zoned AR1, and again, the tax parcel is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 20. And again, we're waiting approval from DENREC.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised preliminary amenity site plan for Waters Run 2005-60 with a final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary amenity site plan for Waters Run subdivision 2005-60 with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrier, next item is Beshe Properties Apartment Complex Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Beshe's Property Apartment Complex to construct 287 apartments within 12 buildings, including recreational amenities and site improvements located off Seashore Highway Route 9. That's Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9. The site plan is in compliance with the zoning code for requirements for a preliminary site plan. The property consists of 26.96 acres and is zoned C1 general commercial district, so the use as apartments is a permitted use by right. The parcel is 135 Map 11, Parcel 33, and staff is awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Beshe Properties Apartment Complex Preliminary Site Plan S-1731, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's It's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Beshe Properties Apartment Complex as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Robert Bauer, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision off of, bless you, a 50-foot wide easement over an existing road. The easement will go over Willow Pond Lane off of Cubbage Pond Road, Road 214, to create two parcels of land, each 1 acre. The current owner operates a business, Midway Services, under conditional use 1787 on the property. The property is located in the groundwater monitoring zone due to a landfill in the area. We did receive comments from the, and they're at your desk, from the engineering department giving information about that, the minor subdivision. The property is zoned AR1, Agricultural Residential Districts. The tax parcels are District 230, Map 14, Parcel 195, and it's a portion of that, and 195.02, and staff is awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
I would say on this one, just to, so one of the issues is it's a Sussex County landfill, and there were several of them. The county was in the landfill business decades ago, and they no longer are. And all the landfills, you know, are in good shape and they're monitored. But there are GMZ boundaries. And one of the things, this survey, the county's acquired the land that's as an additional buffer that shows up on here as lands now formerly of Thomas Best. What I'd like you all to consider is that the approval include the requirements of Mr. Medlars's June 15th, 2017 memo. There's four conditions.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the minor subdivision of the lands of Robert Bauer with a 50-foot easement, with the approval to include the requirements and conditions of Mr. Medlars's memo dated June 15th to be included in that, and final approval by staff upon receipt of all other agency approvals.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Robert Bauer for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Takes us to our additional business for the evening. And that would be a discussion regarding the comprehensive plan. And if you would like to give us a brief update, Ms. Cornwell.
Sure. As you note, we held a public meeting, a public workshop last week. Regarding recreation and open space. On Monday, we'll be holding another comprehensive workshop, and that topic the entire day is conservation. That'll be at 9 o'clock in this room. And then again, we've scheduled three for July, all Fridays, July 14th, 21st, and 28th. The 14th will begin at 10 a.m. The other two, the 21st and 28th, will begin at 9 a.m. The historic preservation chapter is on the website at your desk tonight. Again, was information, your packet for that meeting. And we're continuing to work on the community design chapter. We'll be discussing the economic development chapter that you're currently reviewing at the moment at a later date. And we're still waiting for the chapter to come back from Mr. Medlars regarding the utilities. We'll just have to remind him again. It's like, hey, how's it going? So we'll hopefully have that and the community design for you shortly.
And they're going to start on Parks and Rec as well, right?
They will start on Parks and Rec. I think they want to finish probably utilities and communities design, and then, yes, they're going to be starting. I know they're starting to work on Parks and Recreation. Recreation and open space.
The utility one, I think, it's more or less done, but I know Mr. Medlars is extremely busy, but we just need to get him to finalize his comments. I think he's changed a couple of things in that, so. And that should be ready to roll.
Okay. Anyone on the commission have any other comments? Is there anyone here that that might like to speak on the land use plan this evening? Don't be shy. All right. There appears to be no one who has any public comments this evening, so we'll refer back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was conditional use number 2083, Richard H. Bell III.
I make a motion we defer.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2083, Richard H. Bell III. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2084, Term 2 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on conditional use 2084 for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2084, Term 2 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next public hearing was change of zone number 1819 MTC Properties LLC.
Commissioners, this one's, you may consider it to be fairly straightforward just because it wasn't the entire parcel. And I just want to make sure I've got a good description on it, just so if you don't mind deferring it. Just
okay.
So we've got
that. Move to defer CZ 1819 MTC Properties LLC. Bill.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1819 MTC Properties LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1823 WMF Watercraft and Marine Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CZ 1823, I move that we defer for further consideration.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1823 WMF Watercraft and Marine Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was an ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County in regard to our commercial zoning classifications.
The staff's going to have some recommendations, is that right?
That's right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on the ordinance change. Pending recommendations by staff on amendments and for further consideration by the commission.
Do we Second. Need to leave a record open to receive or
no? I don't think
no?
so. That's
okay.
Right.
Just a question.
I second it.
Okay. Moved and seconded to defer action on the ordinance. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Is there anyone that has anything for the good of the order?
I will
anything
not.
Further?
I won't be here on the 13th, and I've got Mr. Sharp covering. I'm going to be out of town. I've got a family commitment. But, you know, I'll be available to help with any preparation. The only thing I would say is the commercial one, just not put that on for the 13th, just so that I'm here when we talk about the staff recommendations.
All right. Anything else? There being none. We stand adjourned.